Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice. Because the doc day is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael the Dr. Love.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, my name is Raphael Love, a.k.a. the Doctor, and I know it's been a while since the last episode that I did. It's been 4 months exactly to the day since the last episode of the Dr. Love Show, and I've heard so many people asking me questions, wondering when is the show going to be back on live on the regular basis that it's been in the past, and I will be honest with you. I was caught up. A lot of the things that I've talked about in previous episodes, I kind of went back through and experienced almost every single one of those things over the last 4 months in some way, shape, or form. And I've come out of it with a lot of changes. One of which being the fact that I no longer work a corporate job. And I took on a responsibility that has me working from home now on a regular basis. And that responsibility and change of lifestyle took a while for me to adjust to. So I'm really looking for the possibility of what's going to happen next. And I'm really excited about the fact that now that I've kind of come full circle and really engaged a lot of thought processes and possibilities of the lessons that I've actually taught in different episodes and kind of re-engaged them based on my current circumstance, I feel empowered. I feel that it's now time for me to get back to doing these episodes, get back to giving, because I know what it feels like not to have. I know what it feels like to be at zero and need to just figure out a way to just pull something from nothing. When you're getting those crossroads and you meet those obstacles head on, sometimes, as I've recently experienced, it hurts. It hurts to realize that sometimes the decisions that you make have ramifications that are so far off into the distance that you don't initially recognize them until after you've gone through them. One of the things that I've done over the last few months is posted, and I'm really active in social media now, really, really active in social media now. And one of the things that I do is I'm on Instagram. It's D-O-C-T-A-H-L-O-V-E on Instagram. That's me. And if you look at some of the posts that I've shared over the last few months, you can kind of see some of the things that I've been going through and some of the challenges that I've been facing and how I developed a different mindset to overcome them. Now, some of the things that I do, I've realized they don't work for everybody. But the thought process that I've come out of it with is, if you don't entertain even the possibility of doing something differently, the law of habit and nature will sit there and just draw you back into wherever you feel most comfortable, and that's where you'll spend the rest of your life, unless you make some changes. Now, for me, my changes were drastic. To walk away from a job that I've been in for 9 years and just kind of walk away and take a risk, take a chance to do something different that I found that I absolutely love. Had I not taken that chance, had I not made that step forward, who knows how upset, disappointed I might have been right now? I don't even want to think about that because that's not in my current realm of possibility. Now, I have some mentors to thank, and I thank each and every single one of them for the lessons that they've taught me. Now, a mentor to me is somebody who teaches you a lesson that you actually learn. Let me make sure I restate that. A mentor is someone who teaches you a lesson that you actually learn. And by learning, I mean you actually do what it is that you got taught. So to sit there and say that you know something, but you don't do it? Oh, no, that's not learning. That's an awareness. That's where you're kind of like, hey, I know how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but I'm not going to go over there and make one, even though I'm hungry, even though I have the bread and have the peanut butter and everything else, because that's not where I want to be. But if you're hungry and you don't have a whole lot of other options, wouldn't it be nice to have just finished eating a nice peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Or have a lifestyle where someone makes it for you? The choice in either circumstance is yours. But there are so many lessons, so many opportunities, so many possibilities out there for you to grasp, engage, and be a part of. You really have to be doing something different, even on a small scale, to understand what's possible. Because if you had everything the way you wanted it, perfectly, exactly how you wanted it to be, every single day, for the rest of your life, would you truly be happy? Give that some thought. As we get back into the ritual, everyday practice of the Dr. Love Show, look forward to talking to you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Dr. Love Show. And if you would like more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes. And now at thedrloveshow.com. Be sure to provide feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you. So if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.